Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com. I think we still have a link there as well. But, we're taking open lines, my friends, having some fun here on this fine Saturday morning. It is Saturday now, March 3rd, 2007, for anyone keeping track, about 2 minutes past the top of the hour, 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Let's continue with calls. Tom in Wisconsin, welcome to the program, sir.
Howdy, Frank.
How are you?
Pretty good. Been listening to your program since probably last June.
Oh, okay.
And had to go to podcasts when you went to your late night format, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would agree with the point that everybody's got to do their own homework angle that you kind of stress. In order to keep sort of leaderless, in a mm-hmm. sense.
Sure.
You have to, everybody's got to do their own homework, and the truth being the truth, there's a lot of common ground that just automatically comes about then. That's kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things I was going to say, too, getting back to like what John Moore was talking about earlier, being in Wisconsin, I'm, you know, looking at his map, and Wisconsin is like underwater, so.
But it looks like it. Let me flip to the page here. But
sure,
I was just looking
sure.
at that earlier. Yes, yes, it is. In fact, I believe the entire state is actually like almost just along the border there, completely and totally underwater, as is the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And
exactly. And you know, I wish I could have asked him a question like, mm-hmm. "What is the Mississippi supposed to flow up?"
Mm.
And do that, and you know, there's some interesting angles there, because then when you look at the new highway system, actually the new highway system is crossing a lot of that underwater territory or whatever. So it looks like there's some hope. Maybe the state won't totally get submerged.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It's certainly a possibility. Yes. I might invest in a giant wooden ship.
There you go. Yeah.
Or a move. You know, I don't know where you are in Wisconsin, but you know, down here it's a fine climate here in the South, and we certainly love the weather and hate the snow. At least I do, anyway. I actually lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan for a couple of years.
I was going to ask you that. Mm-hmm. What part of the UP? Because that's beautiful up there.
You know what? It is absolutely beautiful 3 months out of the year. The 3 months that it isn't covered in snow and ice, it's fantastic. Sault Ste. Marie, right there.
Oh, okay, right in the lock area.
Yep, last stop on I-75 north before you hit Canada. I went to school at Lake Superior State University.
Cool.
Went up there to play hockey and, you know, ended up getting into radio instead. So.
Yeah. Used to, years ago, you could ride the Soo Line. I'm like 20 miles south of Green Bay. And you could ride the Soo Line in the caboose up to Sault Ste. Marie. I did that, I think, about 5 summers in a row for vacation. Sounds like bumper music.
You got that right. Stay with us, folks. Back in 3 minutes to continue your phone calls and, of course, all the fun interaction that we have here on the program. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate. including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Tom in Wisconsin. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I guess the main point I was going to make was I've been a shortwave listener for about 30 years or so, and the proof in my own life that the climate changes are not because of pollution and have more to do with solar system changes is this. Okay, shortwave reception, especially in the wintertime, was very reliable in the past. I'll go back 30 years or whatever. But I would say in the last 2 years, reception has become very unreliable, and anybody who has been or is into shortwave radio is very aware of the effect of the sun on reception. The sun affects the ionosphere. The ionosphere is what causes the radio waves to bounce around the world or whatever. And with the reception being real relatively unstable, especially in the last 2 years, that's directly tied with solar activity. And if one has followed, I don't know if you're familiar with Jim McCanny.
Oh, yes, I've interviewed Jim before.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, then you're somewhat familiar with his pretty well-proven electrical theories of the solar system and the universe or whatever. But, you know, my point being, the sun, this is, to me, personal proof that the sun is literally changing.
Yes.
And that is causing this ionospheric change, which in turn is causing unstable shortwave reception for the most part. Now, your frequency in the evening is excellent, 3215.
Yes. God bless them, absolutely.
It's great up here, Frank. I mean, almost every single night it's very clear. I'll pop in right before I hit the sack or whatever and check and see how it's coming in.
Great. Well, you know, it's interesting, too, Tom, because, you know, you mentioned about the ionosphere. Of course, HARP is an ionospheric heater. And, you know, when you start looking at the different methods, high-frequency active auroral research project, indicating that the idea here is to reproduce the effects of the aurora borealis, which would be, in essence, a solar storm impacting the magnetosphere of the planet and causing the pretty lights. Well, it also causes a lot of other things, such as radio reception going down. It causes satellites to basically blank out. It causes airplane difficulties. When there's a particularly intense solar storm, you know, the airplanes, they just avoid those because they know that they'll be taking a beating, virtually like an electromagnetic pulse. So in essence, when you look at the clamp down of information and whatnot, HARP certainly has many, many applications.
Exactly. And you know what you're reminding me, too, of is I've recently heard, I think the guy's name is Scott Stevens, the weatherman or whatever.
As well. Yeah, he's fantastic.
Okay. And one of the points he's made in a recent interview was as you watch the chemtrails dissipate in the beautiful blue sky and turn the beautiful blue sky into a kind of a foggy, hazy-looking thing. Well, this is something that I've noticed is you see these ripples in the cloud or the dispersing chemtrail. You see these perfectly formed ripples like sine waves or whatever in the dispersing chemtrail or whatever, and it's something that I had noticed in the past, but just sort of attributed to it probably being some sort of a natural occurrence in the atmosphere or whatever. But a point that he brought up was that's actually you're seeing the electromagnetic signature of probably HARP in this case.
Yes.
It's, you know, like iron filings with a magnet, how you see the firm formation, the pattern or whatever. So you get a similar pattern forming in the chemtrail, and I find that even more startling. You know, it's like when he was saying that, I'm thinking, oh, wow, man, it makes it even more real, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, you could see the electromagnetic experimentation right there. There's like a fingerprint of it.
And think about it as a giant microwave in the sky. I mean, what is that doing to so many other things? We've covered some of that on the show. I'm sure you've heard these things before. But, yeah, absolutely. These are things we all have to be cognizant of and do our best to protect ourselves against those types of effects.
Exactly, and which brings me up to a couple more points, Frank. I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I want to get a few things in here quickly because I don't know, you know, when I'll be able to wrap with you again. I picked up one of those Madeira machines.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother. I could tell you, you know, spend hours on the effects. Like to thank Lee Kroc for the original design there. Mm-hmm. Tom Berryhill for his excellent interviews with you, too. I'm a former electronic technician, you know, his information is just really enlightening. And that machine, Frank, I'm not kidding you, that thing has changed my life in, like, so many ways.
The Madeira is amazing. Absolutely. And Alistair, he's such a great spokesman for it, but at the same time, he's also very cautious because he thinks, you know, the proof's in the pudding. And, you know, these are things people need to discover for themselves. But you're absolutely right. Interesting side note. I heard this just the other day that some very, very, very well-respected individuals in the medical field, meaning like establishment guys, they're saying that energy work, energy medicine is the new wave of the future.
That is the next
big thing.
I believe it. This machine is so dramatic and can be set so beneficial in so many different ways. that, you know, I could go on for hours just
on
the different, Frank, it's just incredible. I'd like to thank you for having so many different people. You know, your program, I listen to it. I've always been a radio nut, you know, and it's been like a main source of information for me throughout the years. Before the internet developed, of course, shortwave, Bill Cooper, etc. During the 90s, that whole change during the 90s from international broadcasters to the American shortwave stations, and then with the independent broadcasters such as yourself utilizing shortwave, you know, to get information around or whatever. It's sort of like the precursor to the internet or whatever in terms of information. But, you know, you got a great program.
Thank you.
Personality is great. I mean, you're able to open up people of all different avenues. Your program is great. I get to listen to you on podcasts now. I take it to work, and, you know, it's like great.
Well, you are too kind, and I'm blushing now. So,
well, you deserve it. And I'd also like to thank those guys that are doing your archiving right now.
Yeah.
And your webmaster there, Warman. All those guys are really part of the whole package. You know, there must be an awful lot of people that like your broadcast, because if they're doing those kind of things out of their own initiative, you know.
It's amazing, isn't it? And I'm so blessed that, and I, you know, of course it adds more responsibility to my shoulders to put out something decent. But it's really been very humbling to see so many people, like you said, contribute their own time and effort and expenses to do something like this. And a lot of them, I don't even know them. They're just good people, you know.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Spiritual thing, hey.
Amen. Amen.
Right. One last thing. I've been a Bible reader since 1974, so I totally, you know, I'm in line or in tune with that whole angle too. Praise God, you know.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you so much for the call, Tom.
Sure.
I really, really appreciate it, brother. All right. Now I'm embarrassed. All right. See, we have a strict no embarrassing the host policy here on this program. We continue with James in Texas. Welcome to the show.
Frank. Hello, Frank.
Yes.
Okay. I'm James.
Hello.
You know, after listening to the last string of guests you have, I've almost got nothing left.
I'm sorry.
And I certainly had every intention of throwing out some accolades your way and, you know, telling you what a great host you were and how I'm in Fredericksburg and I listen to you off of a micro station.
Ah, wonderful. I love those people.
And we recently just switched from one thing to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're RBN, whereas we used to be some other N.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, when I started listening to you, I was kind of like, oh, well, who's this guy? You know?
This guy's a freak.
Well, actually, I was kind of liking that part. But
well, kindred spirits, I suppose.
Yeah, and another thing is it's like 2:19 Central Time where I am, mm-hmm. way down here in Texas, and I could never call into the other, you know, couldn't call in at 2 o'clock in the morning and expect to talk to a live human being. It just didn't happen. So that is very refreshing.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Can you hold me over for a minute?
Of course. You've waited long enough. Absolutely. Stay with us, folks. Back in 3, your phone calls, of course, always welcome. And also keep in mind, folks, we do this every Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. in the Central Time Zone. And I always, always, always make time for calls. You know, we may not get them in because I don't like to rush everybody off the air or anything, but we'll always take your calls, okay? Always. Stay with us.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks, on this fine Friday night slash Saturday morning. And we're taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Back to James in Texas. Welcome back, sir.
Well, anyway, I wanted to say exactly how skeptical I was, because at first when y'all came on the air down here in Texas, I had no idea who you were. And after listening, after a few days, I really was struck by one thing.
What's that?
And that was how are you this is back to the accolades thing, and I hate to do this to you, but I wonder how you're able to do the show, because you're such a nice person and you listen to what everybody has to say. You don't push anything in any direction. You don't let anybody go where anybody wants to, and yet getting back to what John was talking about earlier, and I think that's probably why when y'all met, that he said, you know, and you connected with him and he connected with you, was that it's really amazing to find somebody who will actually listen to people and listen to what they have to say and not say, oh, well, you're wrong, or this is horrible, or that's wrong, or this is wrong. I just really think it's interesting that we're starting to get off of who did what, or whether or not there's a problem with the New World Order, or whether or not there's a problem with the Federal Reserve System, whether or not, you know, a problem with this, that, or the other, and, you know, and whether or not the Bible is actually correct, or whether or not this religion is right or that religion is right, and getting back down to what inspires, what emotionally moves people to be who they are and become what they are. And I don't know, after just a few days of listening, I was like, you know, this guy's really facilitating something. I don't think he really understands what he's doing. And I'm glad that I'm so glad he has no idea of what he's doing, because I just want to listen, because so much stuff is coming through that, I'm 42. Mm-hmm. Most of the people I know and I can relate to are starting to retire now. Mm-hmm. And they're, whether they want to or not, becoming the leaders of the planet. Mm-hmm. And these are the people that were around in the 60s that were really, it wasn't so much that they were anti-Vietnam or anti-war or anti-anything, is that they wanted to find out about things. Mm-hmm. They wanted to find out about what makes things tick. So if it comes down to HAARP or, you know, any given thing you can think of, mm-hmm. you know, we're finally getting into the realm where we can approach it and look at it and start to use everything that's out there, everything, and put it all into one thing that doesn't have to be nailed down to anything. And in that, we can all grow and all learn. It's the whole Roddenberry-esque Star Trek, mm-hmm. you know, idealistic thing. And whether or not we realize it, I think that that's what John was saying. Mm-hmm. If we don't grab it, we're going to lose it.
Yeah.
And it really is right back to that. Because I don't know if everybody else feels it, but I know I feel it. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, irrespective of your show, mm-hmm. although your show has done a lot towards getting me towards that, which had to do with the accolades that I was referring to earlier, because I just really wanted to come on the show and praise you and praise you and praise you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
I really have to agree with what was going, what a lot of people have been saying, is that we have to start grabbing a hold of this thing, and it doesn't have to be at 9/11. We don't have to mm-hmm. just, you know, hone in on weather modification or necessarily what the government's doing or this, that, or the other. We have to get what we're doing together.
Yes.
And
amen. I think you're exactly spot on. That is where it is at. This is the, if you look at the whole world, it is set up in a series of conflicts, of battles, of flip sides, of opposites. Everything in this world is constructed to be that way. Sporting events is one team versus another. It's always one versus another. Politics, Democrat versus Republican. They don't have any wiggle room because they don't want there to be a gray area. They want you to be extraordinarily passionate about a lot of things, but they want you to be passionate about the things that they're passionate about. And if you subscribe to a group, an organization, a political party, a club, they tell you what you're supposed to believe. And they use that through the peer pressure and all the other things. Like we spent 2 hours on one 3-page story about global warming the other day, just simply because it was filled with so much finger-pointing and shame on you if you think this, and if you think this, you're an idiot, and if you think this, you're a demon, and if you think this, it's unbelievable. And it was all about how they try to fold people into these collectives. And I say screw the collectives. I say everybody needs to be their own person and find their own truths, which is why on some days people say, well, you're just a left-wing wacko, and some days I'm a right-wing wacko. It just depends on the issue. And that's because I'm my own person, and you're your own person, and we are colored by the experiences that have shaped us into the people we are. And that is what defines us, not by our affiliations or a political party. There is a giant battle. There is one giant, you know, one side versus another, and it's the spiritual battle, and everything else is immaterial. And if we focus on that, okay, if we look at something along those lines, well, now we see the whole world is set up to hint at, but not spell out, that there is that spiritual battle. So now we understand that there are two sides, and now we understand that a choice has to be made. First and foremost, which side are you going to be playing for? And everything else comes easy after that, I've found. Hang on with me, folks, and you too, James. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Got about 25 minutes left in the program, left in the week, actually. So let's hear from you, 800-313-9443. James in Texas, go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up real quick. But really, all I wanted to finish with was the last point you were making about choosing sides.
Mm-hmm.
That really does boil down to choosing whether or not you're going to be told what to do or whether you're going to accept who you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably the only thing that really makes me more angry than anything else is people that say that they're religious,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing they try to do is separate themselves from that which created them.
Ah, nice. That's very, very profound, and you're right on point with that.
And other than that, I don't have anything left to leave anyone with except that I hope you'll accept my call the next time I call, because
it's so great
to be able to call someone at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, I'm glad you're awake.
Well, because sometimes that's the only time you can think.
Yes. Oh, man, I tell you what, when that is the beauty of the program times for me, whether it was really early or really late. I get time to be alone with my thoughts and to think deep thoughts and to think, the world slows down. It's a little quieter. It's nice. It's a good time for these types of conversations, these kinds of thoughts. And I will always take your call. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. God bless you.
You too.
Fantastic stuff. You guys are too kind. George in New York, welcome to the show.
Christian on this weekend night, huh?
Yeah.
And this merry month of St. Joseph, March. We're jumping around here, and I like this focus. You got to focus on what you are, what you really are, and yourself. Huh?
Absolutely.
And you ever hear that song, Mommy May Have, Daddy May Have, but God Bless the Child That's Got His Own, that old jazzy song?
No. Sounds like one I'd like to hear, though.
Yeah, well, you could find it. Mommy May Have. Maybe next time. I got it on the thing, but I'll look it up, and next time maybe I'll have it ready, and okay. You could go. But Mommy May Have, Daddy May Have, but God Bless the Child That's Got Its Own. And, you know, in the sink, when you get going, you get into the sink of things, you know, and that's when the song takes place. And you see these people, they're experienced, and that's when they sidetrack you. And that's why a lot of people, if you don't focus, if you're following these self-proclaimed leaders that they have out there for you to follow, and we don't want to name names, but you get sidetracked. You got to focus, and jump over onto the Jesus is a myth. They're trying to make Jesus into nothing, huh?
Well, that's interesting.
You know, if you were to drive through a large city like New York or other cities, and Jesus would let you see his holy face, and you could see his face in everyone, no matter where they're from, walking on the street, the thousands of people. Amazing. You'll know that Jesus is Jesus. But getting back to nothing will let Jesus, Friday night or Saturday night, Jesus make himself nothing. Like Jesus is fond of saying, I hear him say many times, and he says to tell someone, he says, you know, think about it. I have marvelous stuff. I mean, really, really neat. It's wonderful. But, you know, I have all this stuff, and I didn't have anything. So that's why I made use. Because without yous, I'm nothing. I'm zero. That's why my favorite number is zero, because without zero, you don't have one, right?
Yeah.
You following me?
Yeah.
So Jesus is very, very real. But, you know, the Jesus that we've been given in their mind control programs, in due respect to religion or the Bible, everything else, it's still, you know, it's still their program. You have to focus and have your program with Jesus, your Jesus.
Have you ever seen the painting of, I think it's called The Laughing Christ?
I don't know if I have, but bringing up paintings, the artist did put, there's a lot of truth to be found in paintings, right?
Sure.
You know, you could look at faces of Mary or Jesus or the saints, and there's things in there. You know, like Joseph is an older man. He was much older than Mary. And so we're jumping around here, you know, and we have this country, as John brought out, and I was thinking of JFK, and we invoke him, JFK himself, and his son, et cetera, the whole crew, and Bill Cooper, the rest of them. But, I mean, JFK and his crew, they were trying to change this country to make it what it should be, rather than the myth that it's been. You know, it's fine and dandy thinking about the great USA and all this stuff. Hey, but what if you were an American Indian or a black? You know, I remember in the 60s, I mean, if a black person, a person said to a cop, what, New York, they got nightclub to the sidewalk in most cases, huh? But people don't remember, you know, you're not old enough to remember this, the wonderful work that Martin Luther King and JFK did. But, I mean, the thing is to get out of this trap of countries. What do we need borders? That's only a place so they can number us and tax us. We need a tribe. We need a family. We don't need countries. We need the kingdom of God on earth. Isn't that what we pray for in the Our Father? You know, it's just my thoughts, right? Reflections.
Yeah.
You know, and when you think about our brother Paul was brilliant. I mean, he was a champion of women's rights. You know, he told women, he told men, too, the same thing. It applied. If they don't give each other to each other, forget about it. You're not married. You know, you're not in this thing. Even I have another view on this marriage situation, but that's another subject. But Paul was always bringing up, it's the end of time then, and, you know, it's 2,000 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what book are you following? What rules, whose map are you following? When you get to the real Jesus, what is time? Mm-hmm. It's got the end. Once it's the end of time, what is time anyway? It's only a clock that's been put here. I mean, of course, you need something. The stars move around. You know, the they're able to clock things if you know astrology, the science.
Yeah.
But I mean, what is it really? We're multidimensional creatures. How many dimensions are we moving in our conversation? And the wonderful callers you have been on. hold you for an hour, but the beauty of it is I get to listen live, not a 90-second time delay, right?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, we're just moving around, my views. But, you know, they're attacking Jesus, but Jesus will survive because Jesus is real.
That's right.
You know? But I love you keep saying focus. I mean, focus on you. You got to know yourself. And like a lot of people don't have the time. Mm. You know, make time. Turn the TV off. Go study on the internet. I read thousands and thousands of hours. I don't read as much as I used to, but thousands and thousands. I'll read people 80% I disagree with. Mm-hmm. But I'll read because some of it's tickling my fancy. But meanwhile, you're feeding your subconscious mind. And as you feed it, you have epiphanies.
Yeah.
You know, every so often, just like when a woman told me who was brilliant. As a matter of fact, she was the only person that still had her mind or their mind from 911. When she told me, she says, I heard the explosion. I looked up, I saw her, the hole, but I didn't hear no jet.
Hmm.
The second thing, right?
Right.
But you go on 911 was like a awakening to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I packaged it away. Like, you can't keep focusing on it. I know that it was a wag the dog and the combination of the moon, Apollo moon program put together as well as an a Terminator movie. Huh? Mm. It's a soap opera to me. I mean, with real live dead people, you know?
It's true.
And it's a sad, sad thing. I'm jumping around. He put a map on your forum chat rooms. He put a map of the weather thing that the fellow from Wisconsin brought out.
Oh, okay.
And it shows in the York area, it was bad. The parkway was closed in Westchester. It was a disaster. I'm a driver, so I know. I'm driving since 61 professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And, Manhattan wasn't bad. I wasn't around too much out of town. Friends told me it was bad in the daytime, but it wasn't bad at all, you know? You know what they have in Manhattan? I want to share this with the people out there. They have the terrorist squad. They have 20 or 30 cop cars with the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
They cruise from Times Square down the highway to FDR. They go down the Wall Street area, come back up. They cruise around town like they're doing something for all the people to go, oh, look at that, right? It's a complete illusion.
Yeah.
One time they were going up Madison Avenue. The best song was, where are you guys going? To get Bloomberg? To get Giuliani? To give an accountant of why wasn't there forensic tests done on the, on the 911 stuff?
Mm.
I mean, what a, for 2 years after 911, they ran around, the fire trucks, the cop cars, and the ambulances, which are fire department now, the heroes. Now they run around and they're the chumps.
Mm.
Because how can these professional guys let them get away with it?
Right.
You know, like it's you. It comes down to you. Hey, don't blow the mortgage. Don't blow the house. Don't blow the family. Take care of business. Don't get mad. Don't get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Be smart, but make your moves.
Yeah.
You know, make these guys, you're doing them a favor if you call Billy Clinton and Gore and Bush and Cheney and Hillary and the rest of Rudy and Bloomberg. If you call them to give an account of their conduct, you're doing them a favor. You know, in time and eternity, so to speak, right?
Mm.
You know,
yeah, I can see that.
You got it, like that fella said before. You know, you're waking people up, and he replied that you don't know what you're doing. Who cares? You're still waking people up, and you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, we all are learning together in various ways, in various sort of increments. You know, there's no real way to gauge anybody's true awareness because everybody is on different paths and realizing. I remember talking to one guy who is very, very plugged in on so many different levels, so far ahead of anything I'm at. And I remember bringing up something to him, and he's like, I've never heard of that. And so he was blown away that there was something he hadn't heard of, and I was blown away that I knew so much about it. So, you know, you had an opportunity to share information, and that's what we all have to do. That's why we're here. So.
But the idea is to keep growing in awareness.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows everything?
Right.
I mean, but you have to keep focusing and going forward. Like I said, you know, I have 911 packaged in my brain what it was. And I don't have to keep harping on it. You know, there's people who want to know about it. Fine, go to the websites and start looking for yourself till you find people you're comfortable with, right?
Yeah.
And other things, there's so many subjects. You're right, like their fella brought out on that machine. You know, I like these ones you have for the food, the ones who know the human body.
Sure.
You know, the energy machine mm-hmm. he was bringing out, I'm going to look at that a little more.
Oh, yeah.
But and the water, how to drink, you know, the how to get your body in shape. You know, all these other aspects. But we don't have time because they keep us so busy to burn that buck, the almighty buck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can survive, right? Running around like, right? You know, and it's terrible. You know, I mean, but the idea is to get aware. But as you get aware, as you start to learn, and even going on the internet, the forums, etc., there's always the sidetrackers there. They don't want to go in like the so-called gospel says. Jesus said they don't go in, nor do they allow the others to go in. You know, they don't go in to the truth. And the truth is there. The truth is in every one of us, I believe. There's, you know, and there's so much to learn.
Yeah.
But there's so much to be done, because if we don't do it, this thing is going to be finished soon. I mean, we'll be robots, what's left, you know. Maybe you'll be a lampshade bringing light in another way to people.
Well, it's excellent stuff, George.
Well, you know, but thanks for giving me a chance to air.
And
it was a pleasure listening, you know, live, you know.
Well,
because people, what do they know? We're talking now. What are the people in our future? They're going to listen to us, right?
We're in their
past now, right?
Well,
okay, Frankie, God bless you. Have a great weekend, and, you know, the best be with you, huh?
Hey, you too, brother. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much, all of you. Jim in West Virginia, welcome to the show.
Oh, am I here?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I have three very intense points to make.
Okay.
And I do not want any discussion on the first one until somebody does some eighth grade science research. Insofar as global warming, these are things people have not brought out. There is no such thing as a material that lets heat go one way but not the other. So ditch the greenhouse gases.
Mm.
If that were the case, you could put a bunch of this stuff around a tank of water and get free hot water. So ditch that. Okay, next one. Well, man's hand, it does have something to do with it. Nuclear power plants add heat to the environment because they take mass and turn it into heat. But there's nobody running around sucking up heat and turning it back into mass. All right. And the next one is this. These two things have added to global warming, ocean pollution and defoliation, which kills plant life. Because every time that you take a pound of carbon and burn it, you get so many kilocalories of heat. When that same carbon is in the form of carbon dioxide, gets turned back into carbon in a plant, it sucks that exact same number of kilocalories of heat back out of the environment. Okay, energy is neither created nor destroyed except in nuclear reactions. That's point one. I don't need a discussion on this one because the next two are incredibly important. This is a law which has been flying under the radar for like 3 or 4 years. You can do a look up on Kathleen Abernathy, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Abernathy. She was one of the FCC commissioners. They were pushing what's called, this threatens to wipe out the entire shortwave spectrum, HF spectrum, 3 to 30 megacycles, which is, and I'm a radio amateur, been listening to shortwave for 45 years. Never mind how long I've had I'm dating myself now. But anyway, for whatever reason, look up broadband over power line, BPL.
Oh, yes.
You do know something about it.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, the listeners ought to look at it. Now, there's a website called www. This is for the American Relay Relay, blah, 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 American Radio Relay League. It's www.arrl.org. And they also have information on geomagnetic storms and things which mess with RF communications, HF, the ionosphere, et cetera, just like the holes in the ionosphere were more related to the sun's, it rotates every 22 years, than had to do with Freon. Okay, now, this third subject, and dead seriously, people have to find out about BPL because it's in the Congress right now. Find out about it, get a hold of your congressman, say, wipe out broadband over power line, because the frequencies they want will wipe out international broadcast into us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Now, and they're going to wipe out the internet one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
killing freedom of speech. So, by golly, get a hold of your congressman. No BPL. All right. Now, and that third one is I did a show with Derry Brownfield. He got more of a reaction to anything than he'd done in a couple of decades. And Derry's like 74 years old. He's been broadcasting 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is called the International Property Maintenance Code. I know time's short. But you can look it up. You can put International Property Maintenance Code in quotes, put it in a search engine. And these are the BPL and the IPMC are two more pieces of the puzzle. Now, here's the situation, very simple. Underneath this International Property Maintenance Code, anything that is not in good repair, according to the code official, any noxious weed, according to the code official, any unsanitary conditions, according to the code official, are mandatory misdemeanors. Every day is a separate offense.
Whoa.
Yes, sir. International Property Maintenance Code. Now, the code official is the only, and it gets worse, is the only interpreter of the law. Sounds like bumper music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Obviously, I'm going to hold
finished.
You over. Yeah. And,
I'm not finished.
Yeah, I know. We're going to hold you over. Hang on here a second, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes to wrap up the show with our friend Jim here from West Virginia. Very, very important information, so stay tuned for that.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do it, baby. Mary J.
Welcome back. The conclusion of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, made all the more so by your fantastic phone calls here this evening. Back to Jim in West Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, once again, going backtracking just a tad, the code official is the only interpreter of this code. It negates due process and the judiciary. Examples of anything not in good repair: a sticky window, loose caulking, loose window glazing, a bent gutter, anything that he says is not in good repair. Mandatory misdemeanor, jailable and finable, sometimes $500 a day, a month in jail for every day the offense occurs. Any noxious weed, whatever he wants to call a noxious weed. Any unsanitary conditions, empty pop can on your property, whoa, a puddle on your property, how about doggy do? Those are examples. Now, not only that, but they can sit there and they can tear your house down with your possessions in it.
Wow.
Without your permission. A guy came home from work one day, hit with this in Michigan. He came home, tape was around his house. His son was under arrest because he wouldn't leave the house. They wouldn't let his wife into the house. They wouldn't let him into the house. The next day they tore the house down, and here's the killer. You cannot sell your property until you pay the city, the judiciary, whatever the jurisdiction is, the city, county, whatever state, until you pay the fines, and insurance won't cover it.
Wow.
Now, if you want to find out where it is, and for God's sakes, I don't care whether it's in your territory or not, for God's sakes, don't let it into your territory. If it is in your territory, this was in my city for many years, and I didn't know about it. Lawyers didn't know about it. The editor of the local newspaper didn't know about it. The talk show people didn't know about it. And none of the national news outlets would touch it. Finally, Derry Brownfield dealt with it, and Butch Paul dealt with it. You know who Butch is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At any rate, I have a cell phone number. Anyway, for whatever reasons, here is the place to look it up. WWICC, standing for International Code Council, SAFE.com. I'll repeat that. WWICCSAFE.com. There's a map in the upper left-hand corner. Click on it. You can click on your state and find out what jurisdictions are enforcing this. And it's used to steal property. It's worse than eminent domain. Under eminent domain, they have to pay you something for it. Under this thing, they can fine you out of a property. I have a neighbor who also has some property right next to a fancy subdivision. They've been dinging him $555 a day since April. Do the math. And he takes it to circuit court. He's got to fight every day as a separate offense. But this is now I read Mein Kampf as a youngster. My mother made me read it. She said, this is one of the worst animals of the last century. Look what he thought of himself. He thought of himself as a savior. This same type of law was in Hitler's Germany. But at any rate, do the research on the carbon cycle, that carbon dioxide will cool the earth if plant life can live.
Yeah.
Do the research on ocean pollution and what's happened to all that life way back. Jacques Cousteau was talking about it 20 years ago. Do the research on defoliation. This is all primarily third world stuff. Do the research on the BPL and let people know that it can. It is still an issue. Even though Kathleen Abernathy has resigned and the previous FCC head commissioner has resigned, it's still being pushed by this administration. Mm-hmm. The only excuse I can see for it, they want the frequencies which travel best over power lines. I live and breathe electronics. Matter of fact, I used to work for a carrier current radio station back when I was in college. But the frequencies they want are the ones that will wipe out international shortwave broadcasting, ham bands, all kinds of stuff along those lines, transatlantic oceanic flights for the pilots, a lot of emergency frequencies which are never in use except unless it's a bona fide emergency. It's going to wipe that out. So that they're still fighting BPL and International Property Maintenance Code. Put it in quotes. Look it up because you won't believe it till you read it.
Thank you very much, Jim, for the information.
God bless you.
You too, sir. All right. That's a heck of a lot of information to cram into 4 hours, but somehow we pulled it off. Folks, we'll be back on Monday evening, 11 p.m. Central Time. Same station, same frequency, all the other stuff. Look forward to hearing from you then. Have a spectacular weekend.